This is VOA News. Reporting by remote, I'm David Byrd. The White House says some 2.5 million Americans are being vaccinated each day on average. AP's Sagar Magani reports.
Virus Response Coordinator Jeff Zients says the nation needs to keep up that pace the next 5 weeks to meet the president's goal of 200 million vaccinations by May.
That is the equivalent of vaccinating a sellout crowd at Yankee Stadium 50 times a day.
Zients says 3 new federally run mass vaccination sites will open in Boston, Norfolk, Virginia, and Newark, New Jersey. States are moving up dates for younger adults to get vaccinated, and more doses are on the way.
There is a case for optimism, but there is not a case for relaxation.
With officials noting daily virus cases and hospitalizations are again rising. Sagar Magani, Washington.
The European Union's medicines regulator said on Friday that it had approved new manufacturing sites for coronavirus vaccines made by Pfizer-BioNTech, Moderna, and AstraZeneca in a move that could significantly boost Europe's supply of the shots and speed vaccination efforts. The European Medicines Agency said in a statement that it had approved sites in the Netherlands, Germany, and Switzerland. The head of the EMA, Emer Cook, said adding new manufacturing sites would help to ramp up production and to increase the supply of vaccines.
Adding new manufacturing sites helps to upscale production capacity and increase the supply of vaccines in the European market.
The new approvals came amid the 27-nation bloc's struggles to ramp up COVID-19 vaccination and repeated delivery delays and manufacturing problems. An update on Wall Street, with all three major indices closing in positive territory. This is VOA News. President Joe Biden is including his rivals Vladimir Putin of Russia and Xi Jinping of China among the invitees to the first big climate talks of his administration, an event the United States is hoping will help shape, speed up, and deepen global efforts to cut climate-wrecking fossil fuel pollution. Speaking at the White House, Biden said he had not spoken directly to Xi or Putin, but that they are invited.
I haven't yet, but they know they're invited. But I haven't spoken to either one of them yet, individually.
The president is seeking to revive a U.S.-convened forum of the world's major economies on climate that President George W. Bush and Barack Obama both used and Donald Trump let languish. The talks, featuring leaders of 40 nations, will be held virtually April 22nd and 23rd. At least 32 people have been killed and more than 160 injured in a crash of 2 trains in southern Egypt. We get more from AP's Charles de Ledesma.
The nation's railway authorities say the accident happened when someone activated the emergency brakes, which caused the train to abruptly stop. It was then struck from behind by another train, causing 2 cars from the first train to flip over. Local media has shown videos showing flipped cars with passengers trapped inside and surrounded by rubble. I'm Charles de Ledesma.
Security forces on Friday cracked down on protesters in a southern coastal town of Myanmar, firing shots and tear gas into the crowd. Video obtained by the Associated Press showed at least 3 men with bleeding wounds being carried away by other protesters. Gunfire and loud bangs could be heard in the background. According to Myanmar Now, an online news service, at least 4 people were killed during the violent crackdown and several more injured. Myanmar's military government reportedly has warned protesters they could be shot in the head during possible anti-coup demonstrations Saturday as the country observes Armed Forces Day. Activists have called for more nationwide protests on Armed Forces Day, when the country's military might will be on display during its annual parade. Dominion Voting is filing another $1 billion defamation lawsuit over 2020 election claims. AP's Jennifer King has more.
Dominion Voting Systems has filed a $1.6 billion defamation lawsuit against Fox News. Dominion was the target of bizarre claims spread by President Trump and his allies in the aftermath of Trump's election loss. Dominion is arguing that Fox News amplified inaccurate assertions that Dominion altered votes and sold a false story of election fraud to serve its own commercial purposes. Jennifer King, Washington.
Visit VOAnews.com for more. This is VOA News.